You may even think it is bogus.
Several years ago, I said that the prophet had returned to South Korea.
Bogus.
On November 23rd, 2010.
Bogus.
I believe his hand was behind the making of this video, Gangnam Style.
Bogus.
This video reveals more about the Antichrist than we even find in the Bible. On this video, I want to look at
marijuana. You may have heard of, you may think this is uncool, you may even think it is bogus, but I want to tell you about something that has everyone buzzing. Something that concerns mature boys and girls just like you. Something called grass. Not that grass. I'm talking about marijuana. You may have heard of it. You may have seen someone smoking it, like those burnout bohemians or that crazy-eyed custodian at your school. You may be thinking a toke or two. But, do you know the whole story?
Oh yeah.
Do you know the whole story?
Swans are not like agreeable creatures. They are very, very prone to anger. They are, but like many beautiful creatures, they have very weak sense of self-worth. And so when they feel as though the serenity of their world is being threatened, they react not calmly with discussion, but through violence.
Coming to you from a town that has its own YouTube channel now about the police chases that go on here, Lakewood, Ohio. This is DJM Cloud Podcast with me, Dan McKeown, and with my beautiful wife, Jessica.
Hello, everybody.
And I was just telling her that there's a YouTube channel. It's called Crimewood, and it basically just collects videos of, I mean, mostly I think from police dash cams of chases around the west suburbs of Cleveland. Police chases?
Oh, from the police dash cam. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I guess those are public records or something. Somebody collects them and puts them online.
I wonder how many there are, because there don't seem to be a lot of police chases in Lakewood.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not daily. Yes. But there's this one where they're chasing a guy, out down 90 and around. And so they move out of their jurisdiction. So you see him going down 117th. It's a wide collection of stuff. They don't always apprehend the person. Sometimes they just say there's still a warrant out for him. Sometimes they say they're apprehended later. They seem to call off the chases after you get far enough out, especially if you're not wanted for anything serious. You know, if these people that drive away recklessly and just keep going. And they were all, there were some from 2011, and now it looks like there's some ones from 2008. But, like you said, maybe there's not that many, but there's a handful of them collected. Like this one says it's from March 3rd, 2008, and it's, you know, it talks about what the person that they were chasing was accused of. This, the claim is a routine patrol southbound on West 117th near Detroit. And then it just goes into, you know, the footage. And I mean, right there, that's actually, right there, crossing the tracks, heading south.
Near Wendy's.
Between Lakewood and, yeah, exactly, between Lakewood and Cleveland there. Yeah, so I guess maybe your hometown has a collection of dash cam videos.
Now I'm kind of just watching this because I'm watching the car being pulled over. He pulls into a parking lot and then he turns around and just takes off. And then there's like a yellow light, so he's turning. He's pretty crafty.
This is a pretty slow motion chase. The one I was watching that was kind of telling you about some of the highlights of it. It was at night, so you couldn't see as much, but that person was flying around, hitting up the highways. This is kind of ridiculous. Now they're just kind of stopped. Now they're going like really slowly.
And then there's not much of a chase. There's a train that's coming down to the blocks as well.
They've got to avoid the train. So some of these you're going to be more interesting than others. But hey, you know, there's police chases even in this suburb we live in.
It's almost sort of funny how lame this police chase is.
It's very lame. This one especially. You know what else is lame is Windows Phone 8. Have you heard about what happened with the Microsoft Windows Phone 8 blog or one of their blogs complaining about the lack of support for YouTube? I mean, I think you can still play YouTube with HTML5 features like or something on a, you know, Windows phone, but you can't, they're not offering the kind of support that they offer with a first party app in iOS and in Android, mm-hmm. in Windows Phone 8. And now Microsoft is complaining about it. And they've had this long running push to get Google named an anti-competitive actor in the technology space. And it seems like the Department of Justice just recently has said that they aren't interested in pursuing much action against Google. And, you know, Microsoft keeps pushing this angle, including complaining about YouTube support for Windows Phone 8. But who really cares about Windows Phone 8?
Nobody.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a very, very small number of users. And so, and those people, you know, like they might have their reasons for liking it. But you know what I think is funny is that you hear people talk about Windows Phone 8. There are people who have iPhones and they dislike Android. And so there's this kind of faint praise angle that they try to be clever with by talking about how Windows Phone 8 or Windows Phone 7, like, that was a meme. Like, the people like John Gruber, like, some of these, like, Apple shills, they talk, like, you know, like, well, Windows Phone 8 at least has a nicer interface than Android. Or maybe those aren't their exact words. But, you know, like, so they'll talk about, like, it being a possible, you know, second choice. Like, of course, they're not going to buy it or anything. But, you know, it's like this backhanded, you know, non-compliment to Android by saying that, you know. But I just think it's funny. Those are the people you hear more about. Certainly from what I hear, those are the people that talk most about Windows Phone 7 and probably Windows Phone 8. It's just like these people that aren't going to buy it.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it.
Well, Windows 8 is also out now, and you know, my grandpa got a computer with Windows 8 on it.
Did he now?
Well, yeah. I guess you weren't over there this Christmas. That time when I ran over with Katie's dog Stella, I think you were at the house. I went over there and. My grandpa, you know, had his computer on, and well, he had two of them, but his laptop now is a Windows 8 laptop.
Wow, and does he like it?
I don't know.
This is live, yes.
You guys, Johnny Football! Yeah, Johnny Football!
You may not have seen it.
I feel like Dan Evans is going to do a great job as Johnny the Hardman.
Here goes.
nothing on it. Come on.
The hope is that sailors will be deterred from turning to bath salts to get high.
So I gave you the Moleskine app. I downloaded that on your iPad. It's a free app, or at least for now. You know, the Moleskine journal book company, they make the physical notebooks that some people like to write in or sketch in. Actually, Jessica was very nice to get me an Evernote Moleskine physical notebook. But now there's an app for the iPhone, and it isn't a replacement for the physical notebooks, but it's an interesting kind of complement, kind of parallel tool, where it is a virtual notebook and you can use it for the iPhone. So it's cool because it's like a sketching tool for the iPhone, and you can pick ruled paper or, you know, just blank paper, so you can use it to sketch or to kind of write. You can use text or different drawing tools, but where I liked it for the iPhone, where I'm not sure you really thought it was an app you might use that much for the iPad.
Yeah, you know, I haven't actually used it yet, but it is loaded and I'm excited to check it out. It had a lot of menus and tutorials when I opened up the app and took a look at it.
Yeah, it's like you like that that other sketching app, Paper, which is iPad only. I don't know if the Moleskine app is a little too busy for what you want for iPad, but I think it's pretty good for the iPhone. But then again, right, aren't their most popular notebooks like smaller, well, bigger than an iPhone, but smaller than an iPad?
Right, they are. So it'll be interesting to see how that app compares to Paper. So look for that on review on maybe an upcoming podcast.
The political commentary at the Villagers, as some people call them, the Washington mainstream journalists, they tend to repeat the same bullshit over and over. And we've talked about you know, some of those people. I mean, you know, New York, Washington, like but Washington ones are probably the, you know, maybe the worst group. But you know, you have these just, you know, these morons like David Gregory and Cokie Roberts and these people that just push this kind of stupid message of what they call centrism or whatever, which is just mushy kind of slow a philosophy of slowly giving in to Republican demands, it seems like. Well, anyway, so they talk about, you know, they talk about people being serious, you know, the serious people, all that, right? And well, There's this clip. I actually took a tiny bit of it, I think, in that earlier collection of sounds that you hear. Like, you could hear somebody saying both sides. It's like there's this Lauren Ashburn from some stupid like website, Daily Beast or something, who is on this this clip that there's a link to in the show notes at djmcloud.com. And Joan Walsh rips what she says, that it's the both sides are equally bad lie. You know, she actually uses the term both sides, Ashburn, you know, and it's just like, it's cool in this clip where Joan Walsh from Salon takes her on and calls her out on that, because, you know, not enough of those people call each other out on that when they always try to redirect it. So they talk about some appalling thing that the Republicans are pushing, and then they say, you know, but the Democrats, and that, you know, that becomes like the first three, you know, words.
Well, that sounds really, really cool.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you heard the people yelling "Johnny Football." That's those are drunk Texas A&M fans. So.
And who, you know, is Johnny Football?
I think that's the nickname for the guy who won the Heisman this year. I think he was the quarterback at Texas A&M. So, you know, they got that going on, which is nice. And You know what's not nice is the education reform kind of scam that like conservatives, big corporations, the rich donors, a lot of billionaires push the whole kind of scam of like education reform, where they just kind of open charter schools, which are really just tools for their cronies to make profits, and they threaten teachers, which like sounds like a good idea to try to demand a higher standard, but I think like a little bit of like, do you know what I mean, a little bit of pressure combined with a lot of financial incentives is actually what's going to make a difference and improve things, instead of like just trying to, you know, just be jerks about things. And anyway, so there's this Frontline that we remember, we flipped by it, and supposedly there's this article that's linked in the show notes, you can decide for yourself. I mean, they say that they question is before the show aired, so maybe I don't know like what the person that wrote this would think, but now, but like they're talking about maybe it'd be critical of quote unquote education reformer Michelle Rhee, you know, but they didn't seem critical in the part we saw, did they?
Not at all. I think that's just an attraction tactic. Take people to watch it, read it.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good point. I think you might be seeing through things there. I didn't thought of that, but I got to give you props for that. So before we go, Nook sales are down from last year. The Nook devices, you know, so people are apparently buying the people that have Nooks at a pretty decent rate, but the actual device sales are down.
So they're buying the books, but they're not buying more Nooks.
Existing customers are buying, yeah, but they're not buying anymore. Well, this song that we're going to go out on is by you, Jessica. It's a work in progress, but it's really cool. So thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. It's been the DJMCloud.com podcast, recorded January 10th, 2013, and it's episode 65.